Chapter 2. Preparations for a Haunting.
Freddy, are you there, old boy?
Basil tapped on the dusty door that led to the attic bedroom and waited. He went through this little ritual every time he came to the bell, had done for years. He wasn't sure if it was superstition or just common sense. His whole act here, the soiree, as he liked to call it, was built upon the tragic story of Freddy Rose. This had been Freddy's bedroom all those years ago, and where they'd found his body. So Basil felt it was only courteous to include the long-dead servant in the event. After all, one thing he'd learned from bitter experience over the years, you can't be too careful with ghosts. About that, he was deadly serious. He tapped again.